Well, I mentioned earlier this morning how tulip time was about 2 months away, and Susan, it's more like 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that scares me. I can't. You must be having a heart attack.
Oh, it's getting there.
Well, we're
just a little stressed.
Who do we have with us this morning, and what are we talking about?
Joining us this morning is Jessica Westra from our office. She is the parade and volunteer coordinator, so she is extremely busy these days. But she's going to tell us about a couple events that are coming up.
Fantastic. And now, oh my goodness, it's snowing right now.
Don't even look.
Let's talk about tulip time because it's sunny and flowers are out.
Okay.
This is an event that obviously is the work is done by the amazing things you guys do at the office and the long nights, the long hours, but it can't be done without volunteers.
That's right. They're a very crucial part of helping make the festival bloom. And for 85 years now, this is our 85th festival, basically it's been volunteers that have done so much work, and we are so indebted to them. And we love to honor them. In fact, one event that I'm putting together here to honor those volunteers and kind of kick things off for Tulip Time and to celebrate the work that our volunteers do is called Volksfeast, and we're going to have a volunteer celebration out at Windmill Island Gardens, and that's going to be on Tuesday evening, April 15. I need those snow piles to melt out there.
They will.
I'm hoping. They're just a couple of weeks away from that. But we hope that we'll have a nice turnout. It's right after spring break. A lot of people get into town at that point. A lot of my volunteers from down south come back as well at that point. And we're looking forward to a great night. We'll have picnic foods there and mini elephant ears. Those were a huge hit last year. We're bringing those back. Everybody gets a taste of elephant ears because when they're volunteering during the festival, some people are just too busy to eat. So we don't want them to miss out on one of those favorites.
Well, elephant ears are usually my favorite part of any fair. Right. I mean, honestly.
Exactly. And then we also have some door prizes, and we will have Cosby ticket giveaways there too.
Wow, those are it's pretty much sold out other than giveaways, right?
Yes, right, okay. Exactly. So those are a hot commodity, and I'm hoping that we'll see lots of folks out there who'll be interested in that. We'll also have free back massages from one of our sponsors of the volunteer program, from Back to Health. We'll also have some other great things going on out there as well. So come on out, Windmill Island Gardens, Tuesday, April 15, 5:30 to 7:30. It's a free event. Picnic food and mini elephant ears for the first 500 that show up.
Wow, free stuff.
Free stuff.
A little bit of a time crunch, about a minute and a half left. Let's talk about the dogs.
So I manage volunteers, but then I also manage parades. And let me tell you, the parades are something else because they are special in a lot of ways. It's a great way for a lot of the community to really rally around. One, we have three parades, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Wednesday, Volks Parade, Thursday, Kinder Parade, Saturday, Music Parade. This year, bringing up the tail end of the Volks Parade.
Well, I see what you did there. Yeah,
I know. You see how I did that? The tail end will be Dutch Dogs on Parade. And this is to encourage any of those people out there. I know they are out there. We know they are
We know who you are.
Because they walk into our offices with their dogs during festival, all decked out in Dutch costumes. And so we said, let's make this an official parade entry. So they will be coming, bringing up the tail end of the Volks Parade in their cute little Dutch costumes. The humans, their owners, do not need to wear Dutch costumes, but we asked the dogs if they would please have their Dutch costumes on. You can enter. You can find all the information on our website at tuliptime.com. And, yeah, it's going to be a great time. We've already got a lot of people very interested in bringing down their dogs for the tail end of the Volksparade.
Outstanding. Ladies, unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you this morning. I appreciate it.